Happy New Year. 2021 has arrived. It's already well and truly a day over as I record this on the 1st of January 2021 at 8:15 in the evening. We ended one year, and the only word I can use is surrealism. A year when life has been turned upside down, topsy-turvy, back to front, and for many of us, wondering what it's been all about. For most of us, the blessing is, whilst it's been a hard, long year, it has been positive. But many thousands of people this year, over this last year, are suffering through heartache as a result of the virus. Either they've lost people they loved and cared as a direct result of the virus, or they're now suffering due to economic consequence of lockdowns and restrictions that have been placed upon as the health service has been protected. But what is clear is that for many of us, we've come to the end feeling exhausted and drained and bewildered. For many of us, we're now again having to address a bizarre range of lockdown rules and regulations, what we can and can't do, what we're supposed to do or not do, how we socialise and meet, how we worship in church. But as we start this new year with the background of all what in one sense could seem negative, it's been reminded, just as we're in the deep darkest days of the year, and January is those dark months when the Christmas lights come down and we find that our night times have drawn in so early and it's blackness all around, there is hope. That hope is in the sense that light is coming, spring is coming, and a new summer. We're at that halfway point between light and darkness, when darkness will be banished and the long lazy days of summer nights with light nights and a much better feel good will arrive. So I end this with that reflection, and to encourage you to remember faith, hope, love, without which life would be tough. But with faith in God who walks with us, hope that carries us through, that says we can get through our emotions, that we can walk through those ups and downs within how we feel inside and externally. And love for one another as we seek ways to express that. So take care and God bless, and remember faith, hope and love as you journey into the beginning of a new year. And remember above all else, God. So God bless, take care. This is Wayne Allen and Beaver.life.